Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Now, here's a scene that's probably going to take place a good many times within the next few days. Tim Watson and his pal Stub Harrison are walking up the sidewalk in front of Tim's house.
Hey, Stub, look at the package on the mailbox.
Say, do you suppose that's your...
Gee, let's see. It sure looks like my... That's what it is, Stub. It's my luminous dragon's eye ring.
Gosh, Tim, open it up. Quick.
Holy cat, Stub, look at it. Isn't it a beauty?
And look at that green eye.
And those crocodiles on the side.
Say, their tails with a band on the ring. And gee, it's fixed so you can make it fit your own finger.
I just ordered it a few days ago. Golly, it got here in a hurry.
Yeah, but does it really shine in the dark?
Let's get in the dark and see.
I've got an idea, Tim. Just hold it up in the light for a minute, and then cup your hands so the light can't get into them.
Okay. Gee, I'm sure glad I ordered it.
All right, it ought to be ready by this time. Put it in your hand and look through a tiny crack between your thumbs.
Like this?
That's right. How does it look?
Gosh, Dub, it looks like it's filled with green fire.
Let's see. Man, look at that. Wished I'd ordered one.
You can still do it, Stub. The offer doesn't close until Monday at midnight.
Come on, I'm going to get my order in right now. Let's go.
And that's absolutely right, fellas and girls. Here's an offer you can't afford to miss, but you've got to hurry. Hurry, hurry. The offer closes Monday at midnight. So if you'd like to own a ring similar to the one which has played such an important part in Jack Armstrong's latest radio adventure, you've got to get a move on. Tear off the top of one Wheaties package and send it together with 10 cents in coin and your name and complete address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota, right away. That's all there is to it. And believe me, you'll be mighty proud to own a luminous dragon's eye ring. Why, say, it's absolutely different from any other ring you've ever seen anywhere. And remember, you cannot buy the dragon's eye ring in any store in the United States. So if you're going to make one of these amazing rings your very own, you'd better get your order in the mail right away. And that means today. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, and Betty are hidden in an old lifeboat on the Manila waterfront in back of the Yochan restaurant, the headquarters of the unscrupulous adventurer Dr. Chapatto. They went to this restaurant when they received a message from Uncle Jim to meet him there that night. When they discovered the message was a fake, they hid in the old lifeboat to avoid detection by some of Chapatto's men. Blackbeard and Lazaro, members of Chapatto's crew, have just gone into the restaurant from the old schooner tied up at the wharf, and Jack and Billy, knowing that Chapatto is trying to steal an important chart and ring from Uncle Jim, decide to go on board the old schooner and see what's afoot. Listen.
It's gonna be pretty dangerous going aboard that schooner, Jack. If Lazaro and Blackbeard come back and catch us there, we'll be in a jam.
But we may discover something very useful to Uncle Jim, Billy. And Betty can keep a lookout and let us know the instant Lazaro and Blackbeard come out of the restaurant.
I'll whistle, Jack. I'll whistle as soon as I see him.
But gosh, Betty, if you whistle loudly enough for us to hear you inside the schooner, their lookout will hear you.
I know what you can do, Betty. Make a sound like a gecko.
A gecko? What's that, Jack?
They're like lizards. They're all over the Philippines. They hang onto the sides of walls and trees. And they go like this. Gecko, gecko, gecko.
Oh, I've heard them. Is this about right? Gecko, gecko, gecko.
That's fine, Betty. Billy and I are going aboard the schooner. You keep a sharp watch through this hole in the rotten plank. If Blackbeard and Lazaro come out of the restaurant, you sound off like a gecko three times.
And make it plenty loud, Betty. Gosh, we don't want to be taken by surprise.
Oh, I won't let them surprise you, Billy. But you better hurry. They may be back soon.
Come on, Billy. Don't make any noise when you climb out. That lookout is probably listening as well as looking. Here's the wharf. Easy now. There may still be someone else in the cabin. The light's on.
We can take a look in the porthole from the wharf, Jack.
We'll do that. Let's tiptoe over.
There's no one in the cabin, Jack.
I guess not. We'd better hurry and take a look below. They'll be back soon if they'd put out that light. Come on.
The companion hatch is open, Jack.
Wait a minute, Billy. Let's see if that lookout can see us.
Oh, he can't see us. That stack of lifeboats on shore still hides us.
Okay, let's get below and see what they're up to.
Gosh, this is a regular Filipino schooner, isn't it? Bamboo bunks, bamboo tables.
Look on the table, Billy. There's a large map of Luzon.
Oh, that's not surprising, Jack. Manila is on the island of Luzon.
But look where it's folded, Billy. They were looking up something in the mountain province.
Jumping Jiminy, that's interesting. That's where the headhunters are, isn't it?
That's right. And it's where Uncle Jim expects to go to find that constabulary sergeant, the one who knows something about Professor Loring.
Then they must have heard of Uncle Jim's plans.
It looks like it, and I'm not surprised. That Chapato knows everything that's going on. He must have his men everywhere.
Gee, you willikins, then if they don't get the chart and ring from us here in Manila, they'll follow us to the mountains. I hope the headhunters get them.
Hear that, Billy? That's Betty signaling. They're coming. Let's get out of here.
Up we go, Jack. Do you see them, Jack?
I don't see anyone except their lookout.
Gecko!
Oh, look, Jack. It's a real gecko. See him hanging over there on the mast.
I was all set to duck back to Betty. Let's go back below and see what else we can find.
Look at this map of the mountain province, Jack. They've outlined all of the trails that are shown.
They're already laying their plans, Billy. We're up against a real organization. They don't miss a bet.
Gosh, I wish that gecko would keep still, Jack. How are we going to know when Betty gives the warning?
Well, she probably won't sound as real as the real gecko, Billy.
Let's see if there's anything else in the cabin that'll tell us what they're up to.
Here's a piece of paper on the bunk, Billy. Let's take a look at it. Look at this, Billy.
Why, it's a plan of our schooner. It's a plan of the layout of the Spindrift.
That's just what it is, Billy. I'll bet Blackbeard drew it up. Someone's been studying it so they could search our ship for the chart and ring.
Listen, Jack, there's someone coming.
They're on deck, Billy.
It's Betty. Something must have happened.
What's the trouble, Betty?
They're coming. Blackbeard and Lazaro and another man are coming. I gave you the warning, but I guess you didn't hear it.
Gosh, all hemlock. We thought that was a real gecko, Betty.
Let's get out of here, Billy, quick.
We can't now. They're almost here. Look out, I'm coming down.
You shouldn't have come, Betty. Now we're all in a jam.
I couldn't stay back there and leave you here alone, Jack. Listen, Blackbeard's singing a song.
Jumping Jiminy, gee whiz. We are in a mess now.
Keep your chin up, Billy. It might be worse. We haven't got the chart and ring with us, and Uncle Jim knows where we are.
Here they come, Jack.
Well, Curl McComas, if it isn't Jack. And ahoy there, Billy and Betty. I didn't expect to find you here.
We just dropped in to say hello, Blackbeard. And look who's here, our old friend Lazaro.
You honor me, Jack Armstrong, to remember my poor name. I did not expect to find you here.
I'll bet you didn't expect to find us here. You thought that we'd be with those men you hired to wreck our taxi.
My poor plans are so obvious. Even you can see through them. Perhaps you will tell my humble self why you are here on this schooner.
Perhaps you'll tell us why you wrote that note in Uncle Jim's handwriting to get us here.
Oh, what's the use of our talking, Jack? We know what he wants, and we know that he's not going to get it.
So sorry, but perhaps we will get it.
Just what do you want, Lazaro?
Such very small things. A little chart, perhaps, and perhaps a ring. A ring that has legendary powers among the Moros of Mindanao.
And you want us to give them to you? You don't suppose we have them with us, do you?
I fear not. But you know where they are hidden. You will kindly tell us?
And suppose we won't tell you?
That would be too bad for your Uncle Jim. Too very bad. I would be so sorry.
What does he mean, Jack? They can't do anything to Uncle Jim.
Oh, Betty, it fair breaks my heart to tell you this. Blow me galley west if I don't. But if you don't tell us where that chart and ring is hidden, then your Uncle Jim will suffer for it. I wash my hands of all responsibility. These men that work for the chief and Lazaro are hard and cruel men. And a fair shudder to think what they might do.
Where is Uncle Jim, Blackbeard?
So sorry. You will find out later. Perhaps if you do not tell us, it will be too late.
And if you'll just see reason, Jack, and tell us where that chart and ring are hidden, we'll go 50-50 with your Uncle Jim when we find the uranium. Ram me on a reef if we won't.
I don't believe anything you say, Blackbeard. Nor you either, Lazaro. You're trying to pull a big bluff.
Roll me down a rail, Lazaro. Hey, it's your lookout. Someone knocked him down here into the cabin. He's out like a lamb.
Billy, Betty, look sharp. Uncle Jim's on deck.
Yeah, listen. That's Uncle Jim's voice. Lazaro was pulling a bluff.
All right, Sergeant. Keep your men ready for action. Don't let anyone get away. Send four men in that boat so they can't escape over the side.
I splice my backstays. That's Captain Fairfield. He's got the police on us, Lazaro.
That is most unfortunate. The chief said Captain Fairfield would not dare to use the police.
That's fine, Sergeant. I'm going below. If anything happens, you know what to do.
Hey, they're coming to get us, Lazaro. What can we do?
So sorry, Blackbeard. If the police are above, we can do nothing now.
Billy, here comes Uncle Jim.
So here you are, Jack. There's Billy and Betty with you. I thought you'd be here. And there are our old friends Blackbeard and Lazaro.
Look up, Lazaro, Uncle Jim. He's armed.
Put it away, Lazaro. I have a dozen policemen outside.
So sorry. If you had come by yourself, Captain Fairfield, I could have received you better.
Well, I don't doubt it, Lazaro. And perhaps Blackbeard would have looked braver, too.
Why, rattle my ratlines, Captain Fairfield. I'm as brave as any man. And ask Jack and Billy if I haven't been their friend. Split my top gallop. I didn't get him down here.
Tell it to the police, Blackbeard. Jack, you and Billy and Betty get above deck right away. I'll go with you so the police will know it's all right. Lazaro, you and Blackbeard stay in this cabin until I come back for you. I warn you, it won't be safe for you to come up alone. Come on, you three. Get above deck.
Billy, I don't see any policemen on deck.
Neither do I, Betty. Do you, Jack? Maybe they're in the dark shadow. Or maybe... Uncle Jim, are there really any policemen here?
Not a one. That was all a bluff. Quick now. Climb down into this skiff. We've got to get away before Lazaro discovers what's up.
Well, can you beat that? That took real nerve, Uncle Jim. Come on, Billy. Jump with Jiminy, Uncle Jim. You should have been an actor. Well, I'll bet you they're still trembling in their boots in the cabin below. Billy, make it snappy. Here, Betty. Hold on to the shroud as you climb down.
Are you all in?
Come on, Uncle Jim.
Good. I've cast off. Move over, Jack. I'm coming down. I rule, Billy. We've got to get away before they discover they're being fooled.
They haven't come above yet, Uncle Jim.
They'll be up in a minute.
Did you get Jack's message, Uncle Jim?
You bet I got it, Billy. It was a smart thing to do, Jack.
Where are we going now, Uncle Jim?
Go ashore as soon as we get away. Then we'll get back to our ship. I've a hunch that Chapat will soon be aboard her trying to find that ring and chart.
They discovered our trick, Uncle Jim. Look, they see us.
They'll never get us now, Billy. I've borrowed their skiff.
Oh, that's too wonderful. But, Uncle Jim, do you think Chapatto can find the chart and ring on board the Spindrift?
The way I've got it hidden, Betty, he'll still be looking for it when we get there. And we're going there right away.
What an evening Jack and Billy and Betty have had. But the night isn't over yet. Is Chapatto really on board the Spindrift, trying to find that chart and ring? Will Uncle Jim and the others get there in time? And say, what will Lazaro and Blackbeard do now? It all adds up to excitement, lots of it. So be on hand at this same time next Monday for another thrilling episode of The Chart and Ring in Manila Bay with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Well, this is just about the last call for all you fellas and girls who still haven't ordered your luminous dragon's eye ring. Time is getting awfully, awfully short. This offer absolutely closes at midnight Monday, just 3 days from now. If your order for one of these amazing rings isn't in the mail by that time, you're going to miss out on a lot of swell fun. So do this right now. Tear off the top of a Wheaties package and send it together with 10 cents in coin and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's all there is to it. And take it from me, you'll have a marvelous time with your luminous dragon's eye ring. So don't wait another minute. Act right now. Send one Wheaties box top, one dime, and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota, within the next half hour.
Fried Wheaties, they're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties, for wheat is the best food of man.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Fight for Hudson High, boys, show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout.